Guideline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Love Line, coast to coast.
All right. Hey! It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. I'm not plugged in where I'm normally plugged in, am I?
No, and it sounds different. So do I sound different.
No, I like to lie down when I do the show, Drew. And you know I can't get in a fully reclined position with that 4 foot of mic cord.
You can use this. You could use this one because I don't mind sitting down.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
This is bad news.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tonight, did I say Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist?
Yeah, you said that.
Thank you.
Who's better mind?
Tonight, we got the band Something Corporate, new band in here from Orange County. Andrew, Brian, and William are in the studio, and then we're going to rotate. Who are we going to rotate?
Leave out a Clutch.
Clutch? Oh, man, what a name. That is a great name. That's what I used to call myself in high school.
Clutch
Carolla. Yeah, on the baseball team.
And then your dog Paddlefoot?
I made everyone call me Clutch, too, because it sounded cool, like I was going to get a hit in a real, tough situation, but it never really happened. But when you're named Clutch, people think you did it once, even if they never saw it.
Yeah.
Something Corporate is, you guys don't even have a CD out, do you?
It's actually an EP. It's
right.
A six-song, but yeah, we don't have a full-length album out yet.
It's coming out soon.
But they got so much... Wait, why does my mic sound so crappy?
I told you this was better.
Oh, okay.
No.
You ready?
No.
Here we go.
Oh, come on.
And go.
All right. See now.
Something Corporate got that.
No, it's just your crappy voice, it sounds like.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound real nasally on that one and this
explains
one.
Explains that.
Anderson, get the nasal sound out of these mics, would you, buddy? There's got to be some defect in them. Something Corporate is a band that we've been playing here in Los Angeles on K-Rock just a ton, and they've created quite a stir, so we decided to get them on the show. Get them while they're young. Can kiss a little ass.
Very young.
And then hopefully they won't forget about us when they really break huge.
We're totally excited to be here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think we all grew up listening to this show.
We've been listening to every single day of our lives.
This is my insight to sexual activity.
Well,
Adam, please.
His only insight.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that the average age of the band is about the same as the average number of years Dr. Drew has been doing Loveline.
I bet I've been doing it longer.
How long have you been doing it?
20 years.
You got it.
Average age.
So you guys,
we're real authorities on sex over here.
Oh yeah,
love is our thing.
You guys have been fans since you were none years old. really, 20 years you've been on this show.
These are my zygote fans.
Yes.
Wow. This is it.
Now, a lot of our audience thinks that means Jewish. Explain what that means, Drew. But seriously, Drew, 20 years on this crappy show?
19,
all right. And the average band age, about 20?
About 20. Roughly.
Wow. Must be nice.
It's real nice.
Drew, what were you doing when you were 20?
I was freezing my ass off in New England.
Yeah, contemplating suicide.
Most of the time.
Clinging to some relationship that would never be. Yes.
I think if I were in a band.
I wouldn't take that.
It doesn't work. Trust me. Girls don't like us.
Well, I will. Oh, they will. They will, especially after I'm done with you guys tonight.
Beautiful.
We will.
That's the kind of support we need.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to hear something from something corporate and a couple of few. Ann is working on that. And then I'm going to give you guys some dates. And you guys are going to be doing the Warp Tour. Which, when's that starting? Like June?
It's like June 20th, yeah. I think is the date, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I talked to Dickie from the Boss Tones the other day.
They're doing it.
They're going out, huh?
Yes.
Wow!
Yeah. Those are very good guys to hang with. So I'll introduce you guys.
We hear it's a complete punk rock summer camp.
It's rock and roll summer camp is what we keep hearing.
It's just a blast. Like it's a barbecue every day.
I'm wondering if it's a sort of a, if there's sort of hazing that goes on with the freshman class.
Just think of
if there is, I think that we're going to take it pretty hard.
We'll definitely take it there.
This is going to be their first encounter with Fletch.
Pray Pennywise is not on this tour.
They are. They definitely are.
Here's my advice. Wrap yourself, get two cot mattresses, sandwich yourself in between them, and then have someone wrap you in duct tape.
That's how we'll move about the premises?
That's how you move exactly. about it. And then if you could put some sort of camouflage, like a speaker grill on the front of it, so they just think you're an amp. That would be the way to go, because once he...
Have our cots waiting when we get off stage.
Once he sets his sights on the young band
it's Poo-Poo
joining
City.
The tour, you guys will be going to Poo Poo City very, very soon.
Oh, no.
Brian?
Yeah?
Brian's 14.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to know if jacking off causes pimples.
Not unless it hits you. That's what happened to me once.
Even then.
Big,
no.
huge third eye right where it got me.
No, that's just God reminding you.
It's my fault for trying to look down the barrel. It's a huge mistake.
Nothing.
Is anything coming out?
Brian, no. It doesn't do anything like that.
Nope. Okay.
If you have acne, get that treated. That should be completely treatable these days.
All right there, man. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Adam.
Hey. I got
hey,
a question
buddy.
For you. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. The whole zit thing is pretty much just hereditary.
Hereditary plus hormones plus that's about it.
Hygiene. Right. But we grew up people talking about chocolate or sex or masturbation or greasy food or, you ate those French fries.
Really no evidence of that.
There's really nothing. Yeah. You either get them or you don't.
That's right.
And what if you're like allergic to a type of food or something like that? Can it cause?
It's not an allergy. It's a overgrowth of a bacteria in the pore called Propionibacterium acnes.
Really?
And that you can get it treated. They can change the way the follicle functions with things like Accutane and whatnot. And there's antibiotics and kill the bacteria. And there's all these creams you can use now. I mean, the thing is just curable now.
All right. So if you got it, get help.
Lucky teenagers.
Yeah. Daniel? I know.
Jeez.
Oh, it was so painful.
Bill had a nightmare child.
I know.
I'm just thinking that.
Did you have zits in high school? You're still in high school.
No, that's me.
I'm still a carrier of a couple.
I just had the worst zit, I think, in my entire life.
Just day
it was horrendous. 2 weeks ago, it was so bad.
We're proud.
It was horrendous.
Adam is interested in whether it produced.
did you
apparently, I didn't see it the night of, but it had three whiteheads on it.
Yeah, it was so scary. I don't get zits very often. I just got this one that was just like gnarly in the middle of my face, and it was crazy.
You know, it's great. It's great when that zit pops up every once in a while where you can really have at it and the world doesn't need to know about it.
Like on your eyebrow?
You wake up and you got that one. Now it's like on your hip
something.
All right. I'm going to go. I'm going down the garage to get the vice grips. Bob.
Oh, jeez.
You take that barbecue skewer, start putting it over the stove, start heating it up. We're going to town. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than that big one on your face. You can sort of monkey with it, but you're scared to really freak on it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to touch that. I was just going to hibernate for a couple weeks and try to stay out of public view, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I actually went out one night with it. It was,
And there's two approaches. There's the one where you try to sort of hide it a little and not discuss it, and then there's the one where you just come out and say it.
There was no There was no hiding it. There was no hiding
it.
Everybody tore into him pretty
obvious.
Good for it. It was well.
He was growing. The twin he was born pimple. With was finally giving.
Oh, he's growing like that. Right. Rosie Greer's hat.
I think it actually had a face on it.
No, it might have.
Daniel.
Yeah.
You're 12.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's up?
Hey. Okay. I got to say this softly. First of all, thank you for letting me on.
All right.
Okay. My cousin, she's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think she's being, like, touched by her boyfriend. I think she might be pregnant. And, I mean, she's told me that, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think she might be pregnant, and I don't know what to do. Like,
why do you think she's pregnant?
Cause she said she gives her boyfriend BJ's, and she's had sex. And
yeah, but that doesn't. If she's
let's go ahead and eliminate the BJ.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now, as it yeah. pertains to pregnancy. I know you haven't taken biology yet at 12, but that they'll cover that, God willing.
How old is she?
She's 13.
13. If 13. She's having sex. You know she's having sex.
I know.
Is she missing her periods?
I don't know.
How dare you? He doesn't pry. He doesn't ask inappropriate questions like that.
No, I mean, she tells me stuff.
Okay.
And it really bugs me.
All right, hold on. Why? How much of your cousin do you see?
Oh, God, no.
No. How often do you see her? No concrete thinking at all.
Recreation. Well, love line recreation.
So, how much of your cousin do you see?
Oh, dear Lord. No. Oh, no.
Not that.
I hasten to even think that stuff.
It's not fun.
Okay, no. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where is he?
One.
Daniel?
Yeah?
So you're banging your cousin?
No.
I mean, how often do you see her?
Like maybe once every other week.
So, can you stretch that out a little bit? She's dumping some stuff on you that's not your business.
You know, why are you so involved in her life?
Because her parents are they're like normal people. Mm-hmm. Like normal parents, right? So they worry about her and they keep asking me stuff like, has Emily told you anything? And all that kind of stuff.
If you want to help your cousin...
What's her parents being normal have to do with...
I don't know. That they don't have any insight into what she's doing, I guess.
I see. Okay.
But I think you need to tell some parents. Maybe your parents.
Then she'd, kill me.
She's
going to kill you for using her name on the air already. So.
What are you going to do, Daniel? How are you going to help her? You can't.
Well, first of all, Daniel's not my name, just saying.
Right. You can't.
Okay. I know, but Emily's her name. That was my point. No one knows you. Everyone knows her.
Damn it.
Yeah, all right, bye. Hold on. Should we send this guy to junior college right now? Is there an early entrance program? Or?
No. How does he know she's telling the truth?
He's 12. Why would she brag about it? Daniel, you don't have a crush on her or anything, though, do you?
Hell no.
Okay. Hold on a second. I don't know if this is bogus. It could possibly be bogus. It probably isn't. But he's so interested.
He's 12, though. He's just completely overwhelmed and flipped out.
Yeah.
And she's talking about sex, and his hormones got to start kicking in.
And he doesn't really get. He's like, she's going to get pregnant. She's giving him BJs. She's going to get pregnant. She's going to get pregnant.
She's giving him BJs. She's doing anal. She's going to get pregnant.
It's an unbelievable story.
Has she missed her period? Oh, my God. Not that. Why would I?
We don't talk about periods.
All right. Hey, Daniel?
Yeah?
Okay. You need to not freak out about this because you're young and you need to be worried about, the Pokemon and the Hot Wheels and what Speed Racer. Yeah, that's all the stuff. I know what you kids are into. Drew and I have to take weekly classes about what kids are into, right? Snowboarding. There's this thing called snowboarding. It's a board that they do on snow, apparently.
Pipe or something?
Yeah, they smoke a half pipe or a peace pipe. I don't know. I haven't checked this. I didn't get the notes from last class, but we're very hip on there. There's the Blink 185, I believe, is one of the groups that the kids listen
Blink
to.
Blink
82.
Call 911.
All right,
what?
Daniel.
What?
What?
Daniel, listen. Don't freak out.
I'm just worried.
I understand. Well,
you can't change what she's up to. I'm worried, too, if that's the kind of stuff she's actually getting into. But if you want to change things for her, it's going to require some parenting intervention.
And you can tell her to go to Planned Parenthood, too.
To get her birth control right.
Get her checkups.
But he's right. To the fact that she's getting into this at 13 is a bad, bad sign.
I understand, but he's 12. You know, just send her toward Planned Parenthood and... And then you get back with they have that Xbox that the Ooh. Kids like to play with the
Is that what
we have? No, Jeremy McHawk or there's a guy who skateboards.
Tony McGrath.
Jeremy
on your age.
Jeremy McHawk.
Jeremy Hawk.
No. Jeremy McGrath. He rides the scooter, and Tony Hawk, he's the skateboarder.
I see.
It's all part of the extreme games they have with the kids, and they smoke the half pipes. That's right. All right. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when I go to the bathroom, if I go stand in front of a urinal, I can't really pee. You know, I sit there for 5 minutes and nothing happens, but if I go in front of it, I'd end up going to the stall and just end up peeing.
Been there, dude.
Yeah, it's very shy. That used to happen to me all the time.
Oh, man.
I think it still does.
Pee shy?
A lot of guys have that. A lot of guys.
Wouldn't worry about it.
Is there nothing I can do about that, though? Because, I mean, it sucks sometimes. You go in the bathroom and you're trying to stand there, people stare at you, and you have to walk in the stall, and they're like, what the hell?
You just got to get psyched up.
Just go right to the stall. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, but don't you always feel like a puss going in the stall and standing up when there's an open urinal?
And everybody's looking at you going, why is that guy not going there?
Who really gives an ass?
I know. It's not like you got to hang with these guys.
Sometimes I forget, too.
What's that?
You know.
You forget and you go straight to the stall?
No. You go straight to the urinal and then they end up going to the stall afterwards.
No, well, you don't
remember,
forget.
Man.
Dude, just whistle. Just whistle.
Whistle, have a shot.
Oh, look, that's
or, no, you're too young.
That's ridiculous. Never he mind. Doesn't forget. You don't forget that stuff. Yeah, he's full of crap.
She's always somewhere in California. Where was I guess, like Sacramento Airport or something. And urinals were side by side. Old, you know, those old big porcelain ones. So close, they were touching.
Drew,
8 minutes.
Punch the mic 14 minutes into the show. A new record, Drew. It's always within 10 minutes.
Wow. I made it 14 minutes.
Really stretching
it. Well, the troughs are what freak me out.
Yeah, I'm not big on trough peeing at all.
Like Dodger games and whatnot.
No, especially,
not legit.
Especially when you feel the mist coming off the back.
The worst, the troughs that go all the way to the floor. And so there's just like an inch between your feet. And I wear like flip-flops.
Yeah, we're all big on the elementary.
And it's you're standing there and you're feel like there's a little
cut in the ground and you're supposed to
and what if the guy next to you is not being so conservative
about his
pissing?
Well, that's an intimidating thing, man.
No, it is true. Yeah, some actually, it's like some sort of Roman crap house or something. They just,
it's a wall. You're peeing against a wall.
You're peeing into a gutter system.
A wall,
right. You know, it was really funny.
If you did that to a woman, seriously, even if she could pee standing up, it would be a federal case.
Hold on. Let me say something to all you broads that are constantly complaining about the long lines. The reason there's a long line is because you guys get your dignity.
If they
put 35 of you in a circle ass to ass and you're cramped in the same hole, believe me, the line would be shorter. But
don't they get couches?
they get sofas. You ever wander into the woman's room and see what goes on in there?
The other day before our show, we went into the women's bathroom just so we could hang out.
It was like a green room.
Couch. There's always a couch in there.
They have like Cleopatra sofas in there and stuff.
I think you go to a ball game and they get a couch still.
You know what it is, too, with women?
What do they do with the couch?
I don't know. Well, they hang out. It's where the other four sit when the one goes to the bathroom.
Women also do this, too. If they waited in line for like half an hour and they get in there, they're like, F those bitches. I ain't going anywhere. I'm sitting down on the sofa. I'm going to blow a butt. I'm going to relax. I'm gonna check my mascara. Let them explode out in the lobby. I don't care. But look, awesome. We have 25 guys with our arms hooked together whizzing into the same trough. That's why there's no line.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference. Yeah. It's the difference between, you know, going to McDonald's and going to a nice restaurant. They can move people through, and that's what we get. And if you guys are willing to put up with that, I'm talking about women, if you're willing to check your dignity at the door, then you guys won't have the line either.
So as you say, 35 ass to ass into the same hole.
I wonder what happens to our friend Michael when he hits the trough action.
His penis must go into him like a turtle head.
Michael, don't go to the trough quite yet. You need to get the urinal wired.
I had something funny happen to me at the Super Bowl. Did I tell you this, Drew?
No.
Okay, I went to the Super Bowl. I was at the Louisiana Superdome, and I'd never been in there before. And I walked into the bathroom for the first time. I had a couple beers in me, and there was no one else in the bathroom because I scooted out like during the first quarter or something. Everyone was in there watching the game. And there was one guy in there, and right as you walk in, there's a big circular trough, but it's off the ground. But it's round. It's about 5-6 feet in diameter.
For washing your hands.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
And there it was, and it had the constant spray of water coming off.
No.
And I walk in. No, it wasn't me, but believe me, I'd tell you if it was. I walk in, and there's a guy with his pants down, and he's just leaking away. And I come walking in, and I thought, you know, I never been to this stadium before. I guess it's a little different than the Coliseum was back then.
European guy.
And this guy's whizzing in this thing, and I think, that's interesting. And then I thought, well, it seems like a bad design in that there's a guy facing you. Yeah. I mean, the thing's round. There could be another guy in front of you peeing at you. And I thought, well, that's strange. And I went to the trough, and I took a leak. Not his trough. I went to the one against the wall. I thought, I don't want to square off with the guy and pee on him. I take a leak, and then I zip my pants up, and I turn around, and there's a guy washing his face in there. But my first impulse is, why is this guy washing his face in the toilet? And you know me, Drew. I'm a sink peer. Anyway.
I think he would have done it.
I think this guy just took a whiff. In the trough,
he
the
just
sink,
wanted to,
and he got away. I think he got away with it. No, he was very brazen about it. He wasn't looking over his shoulder. He didn't know. All right, Drew.
Yes.
Should we hear a song from Something Corporate?
Sure.
Yeah, No. Ready there, no, Anderson?
No, go to break.
Oh, why not?
It's really late now. Let's go to break.
Well, it's a 3-minute song, right?
Well, look, we get back. We have a question about the song.
All right.
And we'll play
it's
the song.
It's a 2-minute, 45-second song.
Four minutes.
All right, Jackass. We'll take a little break. Something Corporate is our guest tonight. We'll be right back with more Whiz Talk after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew's ready to go. Something Corporate. Something Corporate is the name of our band that is in here tonight. They're new guys. They're good guys. They're from Orange County.
Thank you.
They've been creating quite a stir here at K-Rock, the mother station. And I imagine anything K-Rock plays gets played around the country, but I'm not sure if that's how it's working or not. I would assume it is.
It's going, more it's going less, pretty well, yeah.
More or less that way, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. This is sort of K-Rock, sort of the launching pad. Not for Drew's career. He's been
well, I'm already at the start at the top.
He's been languishing here for 20 years. He's not going anywhere. But if you're a band, oh, yeah,
it's a slingshot
to the top. Not if you're an on-air personality, if you want to call Drew a personality. So,
this is him in his nice mode.
You guys grew up idolizing him, right?
Yeah. We've got nothing but respect for him.
That's kind of disappointing, right?
We have a special place in our heart for the both of you, actually.
All right.
Yeah. Very special.
Legends.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take a call, then let's hear the song, and then we'll take the song.
We're going to take a question about this.
No.
All right, then do that.
No, I'd say we do it in reverse order.
Okay.
Why? Maybe some people haven't heard the song, right?
Yeah.
You're 31?
Yes, I am.
You have a comment?
I have a funny question. Not a funny question, but a funny story for you.
All right.
I live in Fresno. Me and my cousin, female, went to a Fresno State game here in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you guys were talking about women always waiting in line?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she went into a stall. Even before getting into the stall, stepped on crap. Slipped, got crap from her bottom of her feet, all the side of her leg. No. Now that's how disgusting women are.
Oh, so someone just peeled one off on the tile?
Right on the tile.
Yeah. Those are those Fresno bitches, though. I mean,
you know what? A guy probably came in there and did that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
without
a doubt. Definitely.
Probably
got to
be a female because that's disgusting.
No.
Females
barely... Females crap. Don't they crap pink pellets?
Yeah,
like
marshmallows. I don't think they go. I refuse to believe it.
You know
they
those little Easter time peeps?
Yeah, yeah. Is that what comes out? Peeps?
Where do you think those come
from? Is that what they are? Wow.
It's possible.
It's amazing.
Really?
It's like those all years.
Interesting.
Well, so clearly it was a male. That
is an insight from a doctor right there, too. I think that's very legit. Wow.
So that's, you take a, if you work on, you take a peep sample from a woman, it would be instead of stool sample? Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No. That's my stepdad's like favorite candy, like all time favorite candy.
Peeps. The Peeps?
Yeah, the Peeps. Man. I didn't know anybody else liked them.
Does he know where that is?
I don't know. I guess now he knows.
No.
I'm sure he's listening. And
I'm going to fill him in now.
The crapping in sort of public places, other than the toilet especially, that's a male move.
Yeah.
Not right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not a female. That's right.
It could have been a monkey.
All right.
Chimpanzee, any other primate, same deal.
We are going to hear something from Something Corporate, who's our guest tonight. And you queued up there, Anderson? Right. This one is called If You See Jordan.
He's hurting me, and as you see, I'm all-
something corporate, everybody. Now you know why they're the band of the future. And beyond. I like when people say stuff like that.
That quote's got to be on the front of the CD.
Yeah,
that's
really
the band of the future.
Yeah. And beyond.
And beyond. And beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the dot, 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 dot.
Are you cool
beyond.
With having that?
I'm
with
cool with that.
No, that's perfect. Yeah. And beyond.
It must. It doesn't have the same luster without the and beyond.
Yeah, 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 I think definitely. It needs it.
Larissa?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, first of all, I'd like to say, William, you are so adorable.
Oh. Yeah, Will.
Thanks, Larissa. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Ow!
Okay, well, my question is, is there really a Jordan? Like, was this song based on a person?
The song is, yes, based on a person.
Okay.
With the name Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about.
And the phone from the attorney rings now.
This is another this is another one of those weird band things. Like,
yeah, no.
Well, it's whoever you want it to be.
We're not trying to get artsy on you right here. No. The song is actually based around a situation, just one of those really cheesy, cliched high school fights, you know, meet me in the parking lot type situations.
So that happened with Andrew?
Yeah, that happened with me.
Oh, you were so funny on Kilborn.
Yeah, I was actually a little sick on Kilborn. I had to take a shot.
Good job.
He did awesome. We were really worried about him.
He
pulled through awesome.
If you could notice the vein that was bulging in the side of my neck, that's because I was actually
strung out of speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Drew, I tell you something in confidence before the show, and you bring it out here on
all
the air.
Open and honest.
Yeah, but no. So the song is actually about a guy who could probably have written the same song about me. Is my guess.
Yeah, and good way to put it.
And probably in nice some other probably in some other fashion has written something of similar regards. Hopefully not
or
a letter to my hopefully not a letter to our lawyer or anything to that effect. Is my hope.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
thank you, Larissa. Hey, William's
thanks,
available
Larissa.
For a date too if you're interested. She's 14, dude. 14. You're in.
Speaking of the lawyers calling.
Yeah. All right, Bert,
take care, Larissa.
Thanks,
well,
Larissa.
Speaking of PD.
Yeah.
Say thanks.
Oh, we want to give a shout out to Officer. Well, should we say his name?
Yeah, I suppose not.
Well, just say Neil.
Just do it.
He's not in the studio and he's working.
We have a cop here who is a Culver City PD cop who comes by, fan of the show, friend of the show.
Was on the air,
working graveyard, and he popped your guy's record guy,
publicist.
Or your publicist,
yeah.
On his way in, and he told him he was on the way in to do Loveline, and he pulled him out and beat the crap out of him. No, he let him go, but we want to thank Officer Neil for doing that for the show.
Thanks, Officer Neil.
Yeah. Not that I would have given a flying F if he did get a ticket or not. would have made for a better story, actually. Yeah. But we do appreciate that. And we're going to the motorcycle race in a few weeks,
right.
Me and Officer Neil. So look forward to that. I'll buy the beer. You flash that tin, right? I can go 120 drunk all the way out to the racetrack. Damon?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a friend ask me about what would happen if you shot lidocaine in your arm, like into your vein.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dentist thing?
It's an anesthetic, but it's also used. It has a very profound effects on your heart.
Lidocaine.
Yeah, I was figuring that it'd like stop your heart and you could die from it.
Yeah, basically. It depends what you did and how much.
Well, what do they use it for?
We use it sometimes for heart rhythm problems and things.
Oh, it's not what a dentist uses?
It's also what a dentist uses locally there.
Yeah, why don't you just agree with me?
I said yes.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I've seen them, like, use it to, like, stitches and stuff for numbness, so I figured it when you shot it in your vein, close your heart and numb your heart.
Well, it doesn't numb your heart exactly, but it has some different effects.
Hey, Damon, you pre-med, or?
Do what?
Okay, buddy. Look.
To something corporate, here in Tulsa, we have a thing called Extreme 10 at 10.
Called what?
Extreme 10 at 10. It's a countdown from 1 through 10. And they've been like balancing through 10 and 1 for like the last few weeks.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thank you for telling us. Thank you.
That's really cool.
What is that? What
don't.
What is that?
Don't do it, Adam.
Do what?
Oh, I see. It's like the Furious 5 at night.
Yeah, it's so.
Wow. Here in Tulsa, we got ourselves something called Series T. And you guys, something corporate, have been somewhere between 1 and 10 in Series T.
Hey, Adam. This one's the number one every night. Do you think
this is the number one?
Where was I? I was down in the south somewhere, and people were so pissed off.
You guys will never crack the number one slot as long as the banjo hoedown is.
They were so pissed off at the banjo music, and you're giving Southerners grief. The whole south takes issue with that.
Really? Well, kiss my grits, Mel. Woo, doggy. Listen, you guys got to understand, if you're going to talk like that, you're going to be made fun of. We do it with the blacks, but we're scared of them. You got to understand, we'll make fun of anyone that sounds funny unless they're going to kick our ass. You guys, we think we're going to handle you. Not that we're stronger than you, but we can outsmart you. Like, we can show you something shiny or something, and you get transfixed on it, and then run.
Right. Oh, good. Well, now at least nobody will be offended. Hey, thank you, Adam. Thank you. Thank you for checking that out. Very nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah. We love everybody. Some of the
next
corporate
call,
loves
please.
Everyone.
Damon, you're great.
Tanya.
I'm not sure about the play.
Tanya, 29. Tanya?
Yes.
Yes, what's going on?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
You guys are bad.
Yeah.
You guys come off on the hillbilly.
Yeah, it's true.
On the hillbilly, it's nice.
We've got nothing to do with this.
Yeah. No, I was wondering about secondary post-traumatic stress disorder. Does that exist?
What do you mean by secondary?
Well, it's just something that was ran by me the other day. I was talking to a clinical social worker. I'm a caseworker. I deal with families that abuse their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of talking to her because my job has just taken a huge toll on me.
Mm-hmm.
And
secondary meaning her.
You mean caring for...
She just mentioned that because...
Yeah. Well, we call it burnout. I mean, or codependency. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of sort of conceptualizing this. But if you are...
Well, I know that it's like total burnout because I feel like I'm on Jerry Springer every single day. I mean, lady that called the other night with schizoaffective disorder.
Yeah.
I deal a lot with that. And it's starting to affect me. I went from being a very extroverted person.
What is your training? Maybe you haven't had the right training to be able to handle this. No, seriously, what's your training?
Well, I mean, I went to school. My bachelor's was in education.
But you have no professional training in
well, no, we had training, and we had to take all these classes on abuse, and it was...
You're not a professional in mental health.
But you're a why. Why does that
because
matter?
Because it does. It really, it changes.
Does it?
Yeah, it changes the stress level with which you're dealing and coping, what you're expected of yourself, and how to manage these people. It's a different thing.
It's
a different person.
It's like let's say you're a lay person, you ride along on an ambulance, and all of a sudden everyone can't function on the ambulance. You're now the one at the scene.
Right.
That's what this is like.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the training to manage all the stress involved with dealing with these people.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, but okay.
Same idea. And
no, but go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering, it's like...
But here, let me just give you a principle.
Okay.
Like, I work in the addiction field a lot, and we recommend everyone, no matter how high the level of training, have either some therapy of their own or go to Al-Anon.
Hey,
they go to codependency meetings because you have to refuel. These people will burn
They'll
you
suck
out.
The life
it
out of you, the sons
of
bitches.
Yeah, no.
I agree. Listen, I do agree with Drew to some degree. And Tanya, how about a little mercy killing, baby? How about you do a little bit of God's work when you're over there?
I deal with dysfunction a lot.
You act as sort of, you drive like the Darwin van, and you go from place to place and make sure there's no more reproducing when one is way too many.
You know, you guys talk about a lot of issues with, I hear a lot of issues with people calling in. It's like, I deal with it all the time. It's like birth control. I see these issues all the time, and it's like, why can't these people stop?
Thank you, Tanya. All right, I got to go on a rant here.
Uh-oh.
Hold
gentlemen,
on.
Gentlemen, just sit back.
I'm away from the mic.
Shut the mics off.
Step aside.
Here we go.
You guys can leave if you want to. You don't even have to be here.
And you get a little background music, Anderson. Here we go.
Let me say this about this godforsaken country we live in. I got a buddy. He's a lawyer. This guy gets a he gets a 502 in his own goddamn driveway, right? Pot it down just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's perfect. That's perfect. He gets a 502 in his own goddamn driveway. He had four beers in the course of an hour and 15 minutes, and he was a half a point over the legal limit. And now this guy, who's the smartest, hardest working, cleanest, most sober guy I know. He's Jewish, Drew, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? He's got a family.
Non-alcoholic.
No Jew alcoholic, right?
No.
No, who's... Spend all that money on no. No, here's my point. My point is this guy is required to go to classes. He must go to classes and attend Alcoholic Anonymous meetings. We require him to do it. Why? He's not an alcoholic. Sure, he had a couple of beers, no more than any of us on any given night, and he happened to get popped. But we step in as the government, and we say, you must go to these classes. Yet, these crazy welfare bitches crank out kid after kid after kid, and when someone says, hey, how about getting them on birth control? Whoa, 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 whoa. Who are we?
Well,
who are we to tell them what to do?
You can build anything you want on your property. You can build a kitchen.
No, that's right. That's right.
You can park on your street.
I got to go down and blow the mayor to get a permit to put an addition on top of my garage, and then I realize it can't be done, but you crank out all the kids you want. What do you mean we can't tell people what to do in this country? We tell people what to do every single day, except for the one main issue that would solve most of the problems in this country, which is telling some of these welfare, uneducated, hillbilly, jug-blowing, banjo-picking, just white trash of every color, not to crank out any more kids they can use as punching bags and pin cushions. Please, we can't figure this out. The politicians must know this. And why don't they say anything? I'll tell you why they don't say anything, because they're chicken ass. Because anytime we get into the subject of reproduction, everyone backs off and pussies out. Well, it's time it stopped. It's time somebody step up. And when I talk to that crazy Maxine Waters, who runs, what's she do out here in California?
Congresswoman, right?
Congresswoman? This woman is, she's Flip Wilson's Geraldine. Was smarter than Maxine Waters is. This is a crazy old black woman. She's Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son. I talked to her. I talked to Maxine Waters. I asked her about the morning after pill. She never heard of it. I said, why don't you know about this? She said, I don't know. We'll look into it. Some of the data hasn't come back. I said, what are you talking about? It's all finished off. Your constituency of all people should know about this. Why do we continue this? Why? What's that music, Anderson? I don't know. The jag here.
We want the march.
All right.
The march.
All I'm saying is
John Philip Sousa.
Please,
march.
We can tell people anything and everything.
Okay. I beg your pardon.
I'm done with Anderson. I'm disgusted with all of you. All of you.
The whole country.
Including Anderson.
The whole country.
Look, these people go to these people's houses. They have three kids they're abusing. They're on welfare already. Stick some Norplan in them. That's it. Why? My friend Alex, the lawyer's got to attend mandatory drug classes. He's got to go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and attend classes and counseling. He's not an alcoholic. We can force him to do that. Why can't we force these idiots to get on birth control?
Or if they want their welfare check, at least.
I think you need to run for office, Adam.
Thank you.
It's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
It's
going to be a military overthrow.
We're going to take it. You know what? I'm going to start with Cuba. I'm going to get over to Cuba. Castro's got about another 4 years. I'm going to straighten up Cuba, and I'm going to overthrow this country with a Cuban army. Something corporate is here. I'm going to mop my brow, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Brew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Andrew, Brian, and William are all here from Something Corporate. And just settling in. All right, let's see if we can power through some calls there. If you're done with your rants, Drew. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
All right, I'm pretty pissed off right now, Adam. I just talked to my girlfriend last night. She told me that when Something Corporate was here in town, that she cheated on me with one of those guys.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. What? No. We don't mess around with that kind of stuff.
Man, I'm pissed. She's pretty. She insisted that you guys had.
Hey, who was it?
On me. I don't know. I don't know which one of you SOBs.
No. Who was the girl?
My girlfriend?
Yeah. Where was it?
Where was it? She said she did it at the concert.
No. Where do you live? What city?
In Iowa.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that did happen.
You ever come to Iowa and you're dead. Any of you fools.
Hey, guy.
Dude, wait, are you the guy that called? Are you the guy that called?
It is. It totally is. I recognize your voice.
No.
Hold on. This is a great story, guys.
Yeah.
This is something else.
This.
Hold on.
All right. I'm putting him on hold.
Yeah, you're on hold,
okay,
guy.
Okay, hang on. This is me.
All right. All
this
right.
is Bill.
What's the story?
We're in Iowa, right? And,
I gotta say, I'm really glad this guy got through. This is exciting.
This is really great. We've been waiting to talk to this guy for freaking months now.
Oh, no.
First of all, Iowa City is a great city. We didn't expect this, but Iowa City is just a bevy full of beautiful
college
co-ed girls.
This is great.
We're playing there, and I meet this really cute girl, and we're talking, and we hang out, and,
your girlfriend's hot, man.
We go to this bar after the show, and, we're hanging out at the bar. We had a few drinks, and we kiss at the bar.
Yeah.
And, then after the bar, we're hanging out, and we go back to her place. And we're hanging out at her place, and, we're sitting in her room. It's like a dorm room type thing, and, we're just sitting in her dorm room, and
right.
we're kind of kissing or whatever, but nothing very serious.
Precisely. Right.
And all of a sudden, and she stops kissing, and she's like, you know, I feel kind of guilty. And I said, why? And she's like, well, I'm kind of seeing this guy. And I go, okay, you know. But she keeps on kissing me. And
right.
And then a second later, she goes, I need to use the restroom. So she gets up and she walks out her door, and I see her door is like catty corner to the bathroom door, and she walks in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, as soon as she walks in the bathroom, the door shuts, and this large profile of this corn-fed Iowa guy comes
backwards cap,
starter jacket, big guy.
Definitely.
Comes
in the front door.
comes into the door of her bedroom. I'm sitting on her bed, and he looks at me, and I go, hey, what's going on? And he's like,
let me do the noise.
Made some noise, you know? And he busts into the bathroom after her. I grabbed my shoes, grabbed my jacket, and
grab your pants.
Darted out of the room into the middle of the street at 4 o'clock in the middle of Iowa City.
That's great.
I was drunk. I didn't know where I was. Luckily I got a cab and a hot pocket and headed back to the hotel.
A day later, there are phone calls from what I presume is this guy who I do not think is 17 years old. I've got to tell this guy. Listen. Buddy, this is not our fault. Talk to your girlfriend.
I didn't
William
know.
Had no
and
idea.
Nothing really happened at all. All we did was kiss.
Yeah,
is he too volatile to bring back on the phone?
Even if he did know, guy.
Let's talk to the guy.
Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Even if he did know you had a girlfriend, we're males, okay? He is not at fault. I will defend.
I didn't know. All I did was kiss. She said she was seeing somebody.
Your girlfriend is the problem here.
Yeah. That's no excuse, man. You ever come near my girl again?
Hey, dude, we didn't know she was yours, Joe. Nobody knew.
I didn't know she was yours.
Oh, no.
Joe, you got to start a band, brother.
Joe, you pissed me off really bad.
Hey, Adam, I want to say,
yo,
God.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Joe, you're my best friend, buddy. Send my prop out to
you.
No, I'm with Joe. I'm with Joe. You do not mess with a man's bitch. Especially my man Joe over there. It's very precarious being gone for so many kids. God,
that was great.
We can never tour in Iowa again. The guy's going to come after me.
Oh, you'll be fine.
He has no right. He has no right.
You'll be fine. Listen, he'll buy it on a motorcycle in the next 6 months or something. Get killed in a hunting accident. You'll be fine. We got to take a quick break. Something corporate is here. They're effing their way across America. So lock up your girls, and we'll be back. Buddy, it's Loveline. We've had a little something corporate changing on the guard. Josh and Clutch are in here now, right?
How you doing?
Hey, dudes.
Wait, which one's Josh?
Right here.
Yeah, and Clutch.
What's up, Clutch?
That is a great name. But I got the Clutch Corolla. I got the alliteration going.
You're Clutch tonight.
You got a C in the or a K in the last? You got a K in the last name?
No.
What's your last name, Clutch?
Cargo.
No, it's just Clutch.
Oh, just Clutch.
Yeah.
Better.
You know, just like Madonna.
Yeah.
Or Cher.
Yeah.
Right. Clutch. That is good. All right, Drew, you ready to go here?
Yeah, I'm afraid this next call is going to offend you, though. I'm scared. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know this guy.
Chris?
Oh, hello?
Yeah?
Oh, is this Dr. Drew and Adam Cole?
Yeah, Chris, what's up?
What's up? First, I guess for some reason I don't like to jack off.
How dare you?
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you gotta kill yourself, right?
Aw, that's just weird.
Do you feel guilty or ashamed or something? Or?
Oh, no. I was not saying I don't think it's normal.
You don't think it's normal?
No.
Well, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Are you religious?
What? No.
No?
You just feel weird about it.
Yeah.
Do you feel weird about other things in life that are normal?
No.
Like breathing and
no.
cellular respiration and things like that?
No, it's all normal.
And have you masturbated a few times?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, how do you know?
Anyhow, I know. I don't mess with it.
Do you have wet dreams?
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird?
Not really, no.
That's normal.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, Jack's Chris fine with himself.
Jack. All right. Jack Hoffman. All right, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be a very long and painful life if you stick with this attitude of yours. You realize that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, why don't you see what you can do? Do you have any... What's up with you? Do you have a strange nationality or something? What are you?
It's bogus.
I'm white.
You're white? And are you angry or introverted?
No, I'm just high.
High?
You're high? Okay.
High.
Are you on medication?
No, weed.
Weed. And do you ever have any girlfriends?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be on medication?
Huh?
Are you supposed to be on medication?
No.
All
right. And how are the girlfriends working out?
Working all right.
They're all right?
I thought he said no girlfriends.
I think he said you have two girlfriends?
No, one.
One. All right. Do you have sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like that, except for without her. You understand?
Yeah.
Doesn't get better than that, does it, Adam?
All right, bud. What's the future plan for a young gent like yourself, Chris?
I'm going to go in self-employment.
Self-employment. All right. So, well, let me close my eyes. I can picture that exactly.
No. Well, you know, independently wealthy, I think is what you mean.
Right. Self-employment, like, what are you going to... I see you doing, like, a car detailing type thing. Something where you don't work with people.
Well, isn't self-employment just like masturbation?
Yeah, it is a form. It's like, listen. Well, it's really employing your hand and your penis. You two learn to work together.
I think you guys collaborate on an orgasm. Chris will have a long career in customer service.
I could see that. I could also see him working at an auction house.
Yes, an auctioneer.
Maybe Christie's or Sotheby's.
No, I think cattle.
Oh, livestock.
Yeah,
livestock.
Maybe now you're getting me some of his pornography.
All right there, Chris.
Oh, man.
What business do you want to do?
Computers.
Oh, perfect.
There we go.
Perfect. All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Or don't take care of yourself.
Or whatever.
If it doesn't please you.
Listen, all you screwballs. I don't care what you do with your lives. I really don't. Just please stay out of my way. That's all I want. Trinity?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
I chase after guys, and then when I get them, it's like I lose interest.
Yeah, you don't like them. It's the Woody Allen, Groucho Marx statement that I would never be a member of a club that would have me as a member.
Right.
Once they want you, they're no good anymore.
I don't know. I just...
Do you have troubles with intimacy?
No.
Yes. Well, how could you be intimate if after you pursue someone, you dump them?
Well, I don't always dump them right away. It's just...
Do you get them?
I get them. I'm with them for a while, and I get bored real easily.
Are they good guys, or are they just sort of wounded prey that's easy to catch up to?
Some are good guys.
Have you ever had one? See,
some are assholes.
Yeah, and those guys, I bet you don't lose interest in so fast.
No, sometimes I don't.
See,
is your dad an a-hole?
Your dad's an a-hole, right?
I don't know my father.
So, how old were you when he left?
My parents got divorced when I was two.
And have you ever known him?
I met him once when I was 12, and then again when I was 22.
And what kind of guy was he?
Seems like enough fathering.
Yeah.
I don't really talk to him.
And what kind of guy was he when you met him?
I mean, the last time I saw him, he said, you know, we should start talking. I said yes. And
When he left when you were two, did your mom say why he left?
My mom said she filed for divorce because they argued and woke me up at night.
Okay, so you
growing up in that.
Where's my bourbon?
So you witnessed as a very impressionable central nervous system. Your central nervous system was just developing some abuse, and that was your imprint of male. And then on top of that, then he abandons. So there you go. That's what you're going to try to solve now in your adult life. Get an abusive, abandoning guy, and if they don't abandon, they're not that guy. And you're not interested in them. So you've got to have a guy that's truly not available. That's not a good situation, Trinity.
What should I do? Because, I mean, I have
a 2-year-old boy now, and it's not just me anymore.
Yeah, boy, but of course you've now given him the same father you had.
No, he still sees his father.
He does.
Yes, his father's still involved in his life. I mean, I really can't stand him. He really doesn't like me, but he is a part of his life.
How often?
Actually, we live in two different states. He lives in Nebraska.
Trinity, that is how you can consider that a father.
Well, he's going to see him once at 12 and once at 22.
No, he's going to double down. He's going to see her 6, 12, 18, and 22.
Well, what I would suggest is see him twice at 12, and then you don't have to see him at 22, and then you see him later on when he's in his 60s.
It's truly sad and on some level insane, Trinity, that you would consider that a father, somebody who lives in another state.
Well, no, he sees...
That's it, no.
We meet halfway, and he gets our son for the first week of every month.
All right.
Still.
It's better than what my father did.
Yeah, all right. Marginally. But that's true. All right. Well, look, this is how people work. You emulate what you had, and as much as you hated it, that's what you end up with.
Or you can change it.
The sad part about being human.
I want to change it.
Get a therapist. Get a psychotherapist.
Okay.
Could you do that?
I've been in therapy before, but...
How many years?
I think I saw her for maybe 9 months.
Okay, that won't even get you started with what you're dealing with. You might want to.
I didn't even talk to mine for the first 9.
You want to get a male therapist.
A male therapist?
Yeah I was going to say that too.
Yeah, listen how she reacts to that. A male therapist? Oh my God.
Yeah, because you got to get over it with guys. You got to learn to bond with a guy. So you need a guy therapist.
I do friend-wise, but
not
relationship-wise.
Listen, screwball. Get a guy therapist, would you please?
And get one who's
better anyway. Come on, you want some broad working on your head?
Get one who's recommended to you, not someone who you find that you like, because the one you like is going to be the one that could be abusive and could violate boundaries.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
All right.
All right, baby. Hey, good times, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got to screw our kids up. That's why if I have kids, I'm not going to let myself be around them.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. I want you to raise my kids.
All right.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. I'll send over like a big sack of trail mix or something.
Why you get me my car, what car I want.
Yeah, I'll take care of some stuff.
Get my sugar daddy.
Yeah, be your sugar daddy. Rick?
Hi.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
A couple days ago, I was taking a leak, and, right whenever I finished, a little jizz came out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just hung out like a loogie or something.
Nice.
Well, all you're saying you just said the mucus came out right at the end.
Well, it looked like...
All right, could be a lot of things. Could be pus, could be a lot of things. You had new partners lately?
No, I have just one.
Is there are you any burning or anything when you pee?
No.
All right, but you be careful. It could be an inflammation there.
Well,
if it starts hurting or anything else, anything unusual.
If it's sperm, wouldn't it come out first? Wouldn't come out second, would it?
Well, there's the prostate. You know, there's a whole bunch of lubricants and stuff the prostate will put out, and sometimes it can kind of loogie up. And not.
Why is it the lubricants that are produced by the body are so disgusting? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the worst
thing the body has to offer is the lubricating part of the body.
Sputum.
Sputum.
The worst, yeah.
Sputum's the worst. Mm. What do you use that sputum for? That's in your throat,
your lungs,
right?
Your lungs.
You hack that up?
Yeah.
The sputum and the jism and the all the are bad. Bad.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Rick. So what should Rick do?
Do what?
What should you do?
If you have any symptoms, if you have trouble peeing, burning when you pee, anything unusual, get seen. Otherwise, don't worry about this.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
All right. Good times. Let's talk to Juliana. Juliana?
It's Juliana, but yeah, hey.
No, it's not, baby. Juliana.
All right.
Tonight it's Juliana. I don't go for any of that crap.
No, like the Juliana.
Don't care, all you screwballs with your five pronunciations.
All right.
Taras and your Taras and your Andreas and your Andreas and your Andrea. No. It's one goddamn spelling, one goddamn name. That's my thing. When I'm in charge, that's the way it's going to be. You spell it different, it's a new name. It's not five pronunciations on the same name.
Is that when you're in the Cuban military thing?
Yes. When I get my group, my Banana Republic together. Let me tell you my plan. I don't want to spill too much because I know people are listening. I go to Cuba, and I kiss up to Castro. I become his right-hand man. And then I put him into the ground. Okay. Okay, now after I put Castro into the ground, I'm hailed as a hero, not only by the Cuban people, but by the American people. So I start asking for support from the American government. They start sending over, you know, ammunition, supplies, things like that, helicopters.
Advisors.
Helicopters.
No, I don't want any advisors. No, I got my own plan.
Just equipment.
Yes. Then I rally the country for a giant dirigible attack on Florida. They'll never expect it. I paint them up like weather balloons. I tell them it's part of an atmospheric experiment we're conducting in Cuba. And we take Florida. Now, Florida's got a lot of criminals in that country, a lot of folks, and I promise amnesty from all tax, from all taxes.
For everyone.
No, for the Floridians. Because Florida is nothing but
criminals
convicts.
Criminals in particular.
Nothing but criminals and hillbillies and terrorists training to fly planes and stuff. That's all Florida has. And then I group those people. Those are fighters, those Floridians. They fight alligators and huge mosquitoes and, you know, giant roaches and stuff. And they're mean people. A lot of folks, a lot of deadbeat dads in Florida, for instance. And I get all those people together with my Cuban army. And then I take 20 years off and have them repopulate. Okay? And I create a super breed of Floridian
criminals
and Cuban.
But don't you want to take
the worst the U.S. has to offer with the worst the international waters has to offer?
You want to have a bridge?
Super breed.
A bridge?
Not yet. Not yet, my friend. Shh. My precious. Please, let me hatch my plan. Now, we kill the girls. Okay. I mean, you know. I save some for me.
Yes.
I save some for me.
Alpha
me and my camp. You guys may be part of that. You may not.
You get those
and we hope we're invited. We'll be on the protected list.
I raise a super group of criminals, okay? And then we start working on the rest of the country. And I say about, what are we in, 2002? By 228 is when I take over the entire country. And, of course, once I get that, then we roll over Canada and Mexico. We leave Mexico alone. I'm
Do you really want to
get
Canada?
My shoes dirty? Yeah, we'll take Canada. We'll take Canada because I'm going to need to use Canada to get into Alaska because there may be some people hanging out there that I want to get to, too, and we're going to tap into that a while.
Let's save the baby!
All right, where was I?
Juliana.
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Hey, 14, what's up?
Oh, first of all, I just want to say like you guys a lot. I listen to you every night, but yeah.
Thanks, baby.
But yeah.
All right, well, okay. Like, back when I was into my whole, like, pop music thing, mm-hmm. I was at this NSYNC concert about, like, 2 years ago, and I just had to call in and, like, tell you guys this, because we were on the whole thing. They closed down, like, a lot of the guys' bathrooms, because a bunch of the 90% of the freaking population were, like, girls.
Right.
And I was in there, and I'd never, like, really been in a guy's bathroom before, and I couldn't find the sink, right? The sink to wash my hands. Yeah, you wash your hands.
Guys' bathrooms don't have sinks.
Right. Wait. Okay. Whatever.
Why would we need them? Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't wash our hands.
The guy just spit on their hands after. Well, they use their pee. It's sterile, you know. They just pee right there.
Because it's a funny joke after.
But so I couldn't find it. I was like looking around. People were like starting to think I was weird because I was just like walking around the bathroom. And so finally, I find, like, you know, this big, like, tub thing, and I just start washing my hands, you know. And people are giving me these really weird looks. I'm like, what? And my friend's like, dude, that's a freaking urinal. And it was the most embarrassing thing I've, like, ever experienced in my whole life. I washed my hands in a freaking urinal.
Did you eat that mint in there, too? Or?
Oh, God.
That wasn't so.
You didn't take communion? I'm interested mostly in the part about your friend calling you dude.
Well, I don't know.
Chicks call chicks dudes?
Oh, yeah.
Works?
That's
how it goes?
That dude.
Wow. The chicks that use the dude thing.
I don't know.
Just, you know, like aloha.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Juliana. Yeah. All right, baby.
Bye.
Good times, but you're not into the Backstreet Boys anymore, right?
Ew, sick. No, I like emo and like punk and stuff.
And something corporate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Juliana.
Oh, yeah. We're resounding.
Sure. Oh, we like that band.
Vote of confidence. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Why are they there?
Yeah. Little love line reenactment there. I'm into emo and punk.
And something corporate, too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering
There's this girl, right? She's 20 years old. I popped her cherry.
Right.
I'm just wondering if, well, from a girl's point of view, if that hurts.
What, did she seem to be in pain?
Well, I don't know. She's like moaning and stuff. I was just thinking it was like a regular type of thing.
It's hard to tell because the ether was starting to wear off. So he hit her with the rag again. And then, you know, when people got the duct tape over their mouth, it's just, it's really hard to tell from their eyes if they're in pain or not. You know, she could have been laughing.
She was, she's like, I don't know, like started bleeding and stuff, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking this is hurting her.
Well.
So,
How did you ask her?
Maybe you should have asked her.
How about asking, Brian?
I don't know about that.
Why would that be such a problem?
I don't know. She's like mad at me or something.
For asking her, am I causing you pain?
I don't know, maybe.
That would be an appropriate thing.
How can you have sex with her and yet not ask her? Like the question.
Like, yeah, like the basic, basic question.
Well, look,
he's a sensitive guy. That's what we do.
Is like, this good? Is this bad?
He barely knows you. Well, are you going to see her again?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but I don't know if we should have sex because it might hurt her.
Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Listen, if you're a chick and Brian is thinking about seeing you again... He's toying with the notion, but he's not sure if he's going to give the honor of another effing.
You're fast.
How fast would you kill yourself? Brian over here is thinking about it. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just let her blow me. I've been in a pretty good mood lately. Yeah, why not give her a break? Hey, Brian?
I actually had another question for you, too.
Yeah. Well, look, she would have told you if you were hurting her at the time, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
What's your other question?
Okay.
Other question.
All right. Can you pop a girl's cherry with your fingers?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. See, you didn't need the buck knife after all.
not, I mean, you can loosen things up a little bit. That's...
Oh, really?
Well, what? Is there, as opposed to your penis? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, it seems like you'd do more damage with your finger than you could with your penis, couldn't you?
Your penis is more... steady outward pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah?
Circumferential? In your case, it's linear only. I understand.
He was the butler from Family Affair, wasn't he?
Circumferential? Mr. Circumferential.
Wait a second. Am I right? When I think of a breaking a cherry, I think of... You know when you open a thing of aspirin and it has a foil seal on the top and you try to push your thumb through it?
Yeah.
And then you get really pissed off and start ramming ballpoint pens and stuff into it?
So then you use your penis?
Then eventually I take my penis out and ram it in the aspirin jar. No, isn't that it? Isn't it straight in?
Yeah.
The cherry straight in?
Yeah.
So couldn't you get more piercing action with your finger than you could with your penis?
Again, it depends on your length of penis versus finger, I suppose.
Well, how far up is it in
it's
there?
It's not very far up.
Well, that's my point. I mean, I could get to it with my penis.
It's not just about piercing. It's also about, you know, because the introitus kind of narrowed it. It's about opening that up a little bit. Here, give me that picture. Here we go.
I don't know. It seems to me like it's like a just... Oh, breaking the seal, you know?
Remember the gynecologist that showed us the mouth?
I stopped listening to that guy. Start talking all that technical stuff about women parts. All right, okay.
Illustration here.
Right.
Oh man.
You know this is.
Okay, oh, Drew, with your pictures. I'm done with you on the radio. Drew uses more. Sight gags. Yeah, and visual aids on the radio than anybody else. Laura.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I've been with this guy for like 4 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know, he's like a virgin and I'm not. And I really want to have sex with him, but I don't want to like take advantage of him.
Oh, this poor guy.
Yeah.
See, I'm sure he will consider this.
I'm sure he's into it.
He won't do anything he doesn't want to do.
Because, like, he seems like so innocent, but that's not. Like, he has like that, you know, side of him that's, oh yeah, I want to do it, whatever.
Well, it's up to him. He'll tell you whether he wants to see a virgin or not.
Who cares?
It's every 17-year-old's dream.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, it's up to him.
All right.
You're not taking advantage of anybody unless you're tying him down.
Does he know about your previous partners?
I've only had two, so, I mean, I never really, like, talked to him about it.
Good. Yeah, don't just make it seem like he's teaching you, but you do all the driving, right?
Yeah.
All right?
right.
That's fine. And, you know, him wear a condom or something.
All right.
Please.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
And stand back, because he's going to blow. He's going off. That first one's huge. Boy, Drew, you remember your first one?
No.
Didn't? Ruined the ceiling fan. knocked it right off its mount. 200-pound ceiling fan. It was lag bolted into a ceiling joist. 3-inch lag bolts came flying right off. Flew right out the window, killed my stepmom. Yeah, it's a crazy story. All right, something corporate is here. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to hear something else from them. We're going to take more calls, all that, after this. Hey, everybody. This is my theme song. Yeah. Something corporate is our guest tonight. Andrew, Josh, and Clutch are in here.
What's up?
Brian and William have taken a little powder and done a little rotation, which we're apt to do here on the show. And we have a band with more than like 1.5 guys in it. I think what we should do is we'll take one call and hear a song from Something Corporate.
Yep.
All right. Matt?
Hey.
16?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
First, I gotta say, I got some peeps the other day.
Oh.
And I looked on the back. And there was a number to call to join like the Peeps fan club.
Peeps the marshmallow treat?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you join the Peeps army?
Well, I didn't call, but I saved the wrapper, but I don't know where it is.
You're gay.
All right.
Peeps box, and they got a number right in the back.
All right. Well, yeah, we're gonna join up.
Wait, were they the yellow Peeps or the pink ones?
I got the blue ones actually.
Oh, the blue ones.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
New mixing option. It up, huh?
Yeah, well done.
Well, he's a dude. He's not going to eat the pink one.
No, seriously.
All right, Matt, what's up?
Okay, I got this girlfriend that just broke up with me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And her best friend wants to go out with me.
Mm. All right.
Do it. For sure.
For sure, do it.
Get her back, man.
Do it, man.
Well, I suppose it's not up to him when the girlfriend's friend comes along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got dumped.
You're 16, Matt?
Yeah.
Do it. Are you into her?
Well, she's kind of big.
I'll take it.
Oh, do it, dude. For sure.
Yeah, but you
Is she worse than the friend?
Well, the problem is she's got an anus the size of a mason jar.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's good, man. Good times, buddy.
Mason jar.
Yeah.
It's too bad, man.
I'm laughing, but it's a laugh of impatience. Drew, you didn't catch on to that earlier.
Well, it's not one of our usual mason jar guys.
All right.
Mason jar minion.
I don't mind a bogus call on this show.
I think that guy's been on hold for like an hour and a half.
57 minutes.
Yeah, wow. He's dedicated.
Way to go, Matt.
Good job, Matt.
Right.
I wish I had his perseverance. I do that every night.
He'll go far in life.
Feel free.
I think he's ambitious.
Yeah, I think you should give him that, because any guy who'd stay on hold for an hour to lay out, he didn't have a problem, obviously. It was manufactured. I think that's the kind of young leadership this country is in dire need of.
My
Cuban army. We're going to need smart asses.
Hey, do you guys have his number? I think you might want to keep that one around.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there will be a heavy recruiting process going on in the future.
You could be captaining one of the dirigibles and tossing peeps off.
I would bring him in as a general from the beginning.
All right, we are going to hear something corporate, I think, is the plan. And this one is called the Punk Rock Princess.
Maybe when I'm
something corporate, everybody. Going to be on the Warp Tour. Are you guys doing the whole Warp
Tour? Yeah, we're going to play the whole deal.
Who else? So the Boston's are doing it. You're doing it.
I think there's New Found Glory, Real Big Fish are doing it.
Foo Fighters are doing it in 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to that very.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, they're so good live, them Foo Fighters.
I cannot wait.
Have you seen the Foo Fighters?
No. I saw the stuff at the Olympics and stuff like that, but I haven't actually gone to a show.
Thing about the Foo Fighters is they're like a little deceptive because they seem like sort of. Almost like a little bit of a novelty band when you see their videos and stuff, because everyone's such a jack off and a joker in the band, and they're crazy, and then when you hear them on, you hear their CDs and stuff, they sound like they go pretty good, but when you see them live, you go, you walk away and you go, wow. These guys are really good.
Pretty intense too, isn't he?
But the whole band is very intense, and they rock very hard. So you'll enjoy that. Boss Tones will be great. That'll be a great experience.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
And you get all those good bands who hop on and hop off the tour, and you get to. By the time the summer's over, you've been everywhere and seen every act.
And just about every band.
Speaking of summer, on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, good segue.
Oh, you're
I'm impressed.
Smooth. Very smooth, Drew.
Decent.
Is this summer?
This is summer.
Miss Altiz.
Summer.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Summer's 22. Summer's a playmate.
Yeah, I was a playmate. I'm in their video. I'm the hot chick with the Shermanator.
That you are, Summer.
Yeah.
is the video finished?
Yeah, we just finished it.
When does it go into rotation?
Well, I think that's up to MTV to decide.
Yeah.
But it'll be available soon?
Yeah, I think
so. The 11th, I believe, it's when it's sent over there or whatnot.
How's the video look, Summer? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but it was a great video to shoot, so.
And what are you doing in it?
I am the, kind of like, I guess you say, remember Liv Tyler in the Crazy V. I've got a little Catholic schoolgirl outfit on.
It's really not a bad thing at all.
Up, you know, everything else. And I'm dating the quote-unquote Jordan character.
And are you, do you enjoy being hot? I mean, it must be nice.
It has its ups and downs, I will say that.
I know, but let me ask you something. You hot chicks have to sort of go through life pretending like you don't know you're hot, but you know you're hot, right?
I have, you know, a certain look that people are attracted to.
All right, that's enough.
She knows you're hot.
Hold on, I'm pretty sure she knows.
I like when people break that down. You're rich, are you not? There's a currency that we use. It's called money. I've accumulated a vast abundance of what we call currency, so that I can in turn purchase.
If you're measuring it in wealth or real estate, it's all liquid.
Summer has that certain look. That look.
She has that certain.
So we're here.
Certain je ne sais jugs.
Yeah, I had to break down in, like, you know, the non-egotistical terms.
Well, look,
yeah.
It's all right to know, you know, I know I'm hot. I mean, it's cool.
So fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You've seen me. I mean, let's not pretend.
I can lick you to death.
Oh, you can do well with your tongue? You can lick me?
I would take her up on that offer. Yeah, we hung out with her for a week, and I think you should definitely take her up on that offer.
Summer, do you know where the studio is?
I do. I've been there. I was on the morning show a bit ago.
No, we're in a different site. We're not.
You guys get to bring the dirty stuff.
Summer. We're in Culver City. We're not in Burbank.
No, they weren't in Burbank either. They probably moved.
They were in Los Angeles.
Drew, hold on a second. Let me yell at Drew. Drew, do you ever get tired of doing bad radio?
We're in
85 markets. We're talking about Los Angeles. She went down the street.
She made a reference. Let's clarify it.
No one cares. I don't think this is where we're doing the show. You got to start bringing up Burbank. I think it's confusing. Hey, Summer.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm from Orange County into, you know, Culver City, which I'm definitely feeling because that's where I'm from.
All right. Well, this is Adam, the lickable one.
I love that.
Yeah.
I've seen you at the mansion a couple of times.
Oh, really? The Playboy Mansion?
Hey, Summer, can you get us in?
Yeah.
We want to hang out there.
Yeah, there's a problem. You haven't seen us at the Playboy Mansion.
we need to see a little bit more of something corporate at the Playboy Mansion, I think.
I think you do. You know, they've got this thing called Sex and Rock and Roll.
Which beautiful.
Called it.
Part of Playboy, which, you know, you get a bunch of playmates to go hang out and do something like play miniature golf all day and then have a party at the mansion. So I'll put a good word in.
That would be really, really good.
Golf. And Summer, what is your life consist of now? I mean, go on auditions and do this and videos and stuff?
Well, I just finished The Scorpion King.
Oh, really?
The Rock, yeah. Right. So I've been promoting the crap out of that last month and got another month to go before the premiere. So that's kind of been my life for the last year, filming that for 4 months and then all the, you know, after parts.
What part do you play?
I'm Kai. I'm the lieutenant of the Warrior Women. So I'm a fighting warrior.
She should be Summer. I assume that you do a very good job in that role.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't hurt that you know, all the warrior women are wearing about loincloths and like a wrap around.
Bonesy, bonesy.
No, yeah. No, that doesn't hurt at all.
It's great. All those 11-year-old boys at that show just going insane. Hi there, hey Summer.
Yeah.
You come in and see us sometime, huh?
I will. You guys take good care of those boys. They're sweet kids.
Yeah.
Adam needs a good looking. He says.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I got a lot of cute friends.
Are you single?
I am single.
Do they make you say that when you're a playmate? Or
No, because, you know, first time I've been single for this long, and it's kind of, you know, it kind of gets fun.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You're sowing your oats now, huh?
But you're still lickable.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that's
left,
right.
Man.
She'd get a fur ball the size of Montana if she licked me. Do you imagine her? It's like, fast forward like 4:30 in the morning, I hear, I roll over. Summer, I'm in bed. Where are you? And I hear
she's throwing up.
She's hogging up a fur ball.
Like my cat used to do that.
If that's the only thing she came across as fur, it might be some, you know, dead troll or something.
You have like a dingleberry ball.
Oh no!
Man.
All right.
Man.
Something corporate is here.
She could come across in there.
Probably find like my diploma from high school. Somewhere
those
on
library
it.
Books that you might have turned in.
Yeah, so I didn't get my diploma. All right, we're going to take a little break and some corporates here. That was Summer, who was the lead in the video. So you get to see her, hopefully, when it comes on MTV in a couple of weeks. And we'll take a little break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Something corporate is our guest tonight.
What's going on?
Andrew, Josh, and Clutch are all in here. And let's hop back to them phones and let's see if we can... Chicken. 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 You want to? Chicken.
Doe? That's me.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Hey, Doe, what's up?
What's going on?
How you doing, Doe?
Big fan of the show.
Great.
Adam, Dr. Drew, Jesus, listening to you guys every night.
Thanks.
Adam, Drew, and Jesus?
Thank you.
Well,
what's up?
You guys keep good company.
And Adam,
yeah.
I have two questions for you. First question is beating off like 8 times a day dangerous?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It is. It's a little light. I'd like to see up around 10 or 12.
Yeah, I don't think you have any problems, man.
You could extrude your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second question is every time I get the opportunity to get laid, I buckle every time.
You're empty.
There's no motivation. There's nothing.
What would be
tank?
The point?
Refuel the...
Yeah,
I think you need like foresight on that, like a couple days in advance, so you can practice for the big game.
I've had a lot of practice. I think a little bit too much. It's just that
you need a girlfriend. You need a relationship.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So then you won't chicken out, and you'll kind of work out your anxiety about this, and you won't be so busily spending time with yourself.
It's important to sort of lube the gears, but you don't want to wear them out. You know, you don't want to shear the teeth off of it. That's what's happened to you.
Is there chafing associated with that?
Yeah, how about it? Are you a dry run man or are you a lube man there, Doe?
Hey, you know, whatever's on hand, you know?
Literally. wear the skin right off.
All right. You're the kind of guy who's at work and goes into the bathroom. Is that your thing?
Do you have any sexual traumas when you're growing up? Is that kind of why you're...
No.
Nothing? You sure?
That's the problem.
Well, listen.
You need some sexual trauma.
Wasn't that lucky to have a priest molest him? hey, Doe, why don't you take a couple days off and see if you can't find the eye of the tiger?
Don't!
I bet you do. All right there, buddy boy?
Yeah.
No, it is true. You do have to have a certain amount of motivation. I mean, you're not going to eat if you're not hungry. you know what I mean? You need to have that. I don't know. It's a very fine line. I walk it myself on a daily basis. Kurt?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're 22. What's up?
Yeah, so me and my friends, we're hanging out, drinking, you know, having a good time, and we're talking about making some pot brownies, because I just made some brownies that day. Mm. And, you know, we don't really know how. And then another friend brings up this thing called Marinol, saying that it's basically a synthetic form of marijuana, pill form. But, you know, it doesn't have the side effects as, you know, sleepiness. And I was just wondering if they're just blowing smoke at me or whatnot.
No, this is the prescription form of marijuana in a pill for nausea and side effects from chemo medicine.
Well, what do you get off of that?
Not much. And that's how you know that marijuana addicts really aren't interested in the medicinal symptoms, because when you offer them Marinol to take care of their nausea, they're not interested, because it doesn't make them as high as the multiple isomers in marijuana smoke.
Does it make you high to some degree?
Some people describe a little bit, but really, it's probably some other isomer. I've always said, if we could find a way to find the one isomer of marijuana that really causes the high. There's like many different ones in the smoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought it was just the THC.
But there's multiple different versions of it.
So you need kind of the combination of them.
Or maybe one that we haven't specifically isolated that actually causes the highness.
Well why don't they?
They've isolated the one that helps the nausea, which is really what everyone's arguing for. And they're like, they're not so interested in that now, because I've offered that. You know, people have come to me, I want prescription marijuana. I want to, you know, you can do that in California. Well, here's Marinol. No.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess the question is, does it make for good brownies?
Yeah. No. Does it make you as high? Well, some people do prescribe some high.
So you're saying that if you smoke pot and you're high and you're hungry, and so on, your few different things, those are all different components. It's not components, subcomponents of one thing.
Right.
It's like different components, different aspects of the chemicals that are in it.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, that's why I stick with the weed. I don't go for the pills, man.
No, Mary.
Coming, you're high thinking about all those different chemicals.
Yeah. Something to think about next time you get high. Catherine?
Hello?
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. Well, my question is, first of all, I masturbate, like, a lot, like, when I wake up in the morning and before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, occasionally in between those two times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all the time. I mean, if you break down when you go to bed, when you wake up.
I like, bleed.
Oh, right.
What is that?
Yeah. What's going on in the background there, Catherine?
TV.
Catherine?
Oh, no.
Is she there?
Catherine?
Hello?
Hi. Sexual activity can stimulate bleeding.
Catherine.
Yeah?
Is the TV going on back there?
Yeah.
Could you turn that down, goofball?
Sorry.
All right. All right. Well, listen, I'm putting her on hold.
All right. Just suffice it to say that sexual activity can stimulate bleeding in someone.
Why?
Because it just does.
But when you're aroused, does blood go to that area?
Yeah.
And that's what causes it?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Does her brain 13 have anything to do with it?
No. I don't think so.
How about her being 13 and going at herself quite a bit?
Yeah.
Is that a little something up?
We can get into it, but we don't have time.
That'll be fast. Hey, Catherine?
Yeah?
Hey, you okay? Anyone molest you?
No.
Oh, Adam, anybody molest you?
No.
Did something happen to you, Catherine?
Something happened. What happened?
I don't know.
No, seriously. What happened? Who did this to you? Yeah? Dad? Stepdad?
No.
Neighbor?
No.
Brother?
No.
Cousin?
No.
Sparklets guy?
Huh?
UPS guy?
Sam? John?
Yes.
Stu?
Keep going through names.
Steven?
What happened to you, Catherine? Yeah?
Well, I don't...
Who got hold of you? Who?
Was it
Mm-hmm. Was it a guy? Was it an older guy or was it a guy your age?
Older guy.
Then how old were you?
12.
So this just happened? A year ago?
Yeah.
And who was it? Stepdad?
No.
Just some guy.
Some guy?
Yeah.
How old was the guy?
19.
16.
Yeah. Okay, and nothing happened before that, huh?
Not that I know of.
How about physical abuse before that?
My dad's an alcoholic.
Did he ever hit you? Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah. All right, we'll just go with yes for every question we have. All right, hey, so, Catherine.
Yeah.
You got to take care of this, right? You got to get a little counseling and take care of yourself?
Yes.
Right?
Some of this, you're getting a lot of release of these feelings through sexual...
Means
of sexual,
right.
Sexual means.
All right, Drew, you've clearly run out of steam, but I'll continue the show.
Thank you.
In your absence. Catherine.
Yeah?
Yeah, talk to somebody about this, okay? Get some counseling and some help. It's going to screw you up later on in life, make you confused. It's okay. It happens to a lot of people. It's all right, but you got to kind of work on it a little bit.
Okay.
All right, baby?
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself, right?
Okay.
All right.
Sad.
Good times.
Wow.
All right, some corporate. I'll tell you what, man. This is a hot band, everybody. Hot, hot, hot. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Yep. That's it. I want to thank Something Corporate for coming in here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And, thanks a lot.
Making a very fun show. I do appreciate you guys.
We had a good time.
In.
We're glad we made it out.
Absolutely.
Audio Boxers, the name of the EP and a full-length CD will be out hopefully sometime in May. And you can find these guys on the Warped Tour.
Yep.
And they will be doing the whole Warped Tour, so you will not miss them. They will come to a town near you. Thanks, guys. Come back after the Warped Tour and the CD's out and all that stuff.
For sure.
We appreciate it. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Kiss my grits, Mel. Woo, doggy.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.